The Department of Transportation drew up the $300 million estimate as part of a survey for the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials, known as AASHTO. AASHTO is gathering similar estimates from all states. Director John Horsley says it will help his group present Congress with a master list of projects that states would like to build if they had the money.
If money becomes available through the stimulus package, what these states are saying is this is the backlog that we have now that's ready to go.
A year ago, when Horsley's group surveyed the states, Wisconsin listed only $35 million worth of projects that could begin right away, putting it second to last among all states. In this latest survey, Wisconsin's Transportation Department listed more than $300 million worth of projects. Wisconsin DOT's Mark Wolfgram says part of the reason that number grew so much is that inflation earlier this year put off lots of road projects, but he also says the state wanted to be ready in the event of a federal stimulus package.
Certainly, we don't want to leave any money on the table. We want to create as many jobs here in the state as possible. We have all these infrastructure projects are needed.
With a federal stimulus plan imminent, other states have also increased their estimates on how much they're ready to spend immediately on road construction. Last year, the survey conducted by AASHTO listed more than $18 billion of ready-to-go projects nationwide. AASHTO's John Horsley says that with a little more than half of all states responding to this latest survey, that number had grown to $32 billion. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.